Good afternoon. In the wake of a cold front that sliced through the region yesterday, bringing widespread showers and some severe thunderstorms to the region, the humidity levels have dropped considerably overnight, and with a gusty northwest breeze, a much more pleasant air mass is now in place. The wind has subsided a bit from overnight, but still a healthy northwest breeze today, and this will help keep temperatures in the 70s for afternoon highs with a good deal of sunshine across interior New York and New England. It'll be clear to start tonight, then clouds beyond the increase as a system pivots through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys toward the mid-Atlantic coast. We'll be on the northern fringe of some rain showers late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning as temperatures drop back into the 50s. With this system close to the coast during the day tomorrow, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and we do run the risk of showers from time to time, and this will hold temperatures back into the lower to mid-60s for the second half of the weekend. After this system departs, we'll be left with more dry weather to open up the new work week. Skies will be mostly sunny on Monday. Temperatures will be a bit cooler in the lower 60s, but rebound to around 70 with a good deal of sunshine on Tuesday with high pressure in control. That high pressure center will slide to the east of us on Wednesday, allowing milder air to flow in and some cloud cover also, but with a mix of sun and clouds, we should manage to get into the lower 70s. The next disturbance will head through the Midwest and in our direction for the day on Thursday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. It should remain dry for most, if not the entire day. And with an increasing south-southwesterly wind, highs will be in the mid-70s. Showers associated with this system will move through on Thursday night and linger into early Friday morning. Then the rest of Friday will spend drying out with increasing sunshine and highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue to develop along a front from the lower Mississippi Valley into the mid-Atlantic region. Locally heavy rainfall will be possible near and to the north of an area of low pressure as it tracks across the Tennessee Valley, the central Appalachians, and into the western mid-Atlantic states. To the south, an upper-level low lingering over the Caribbean should keep showers and thunderstorms in the forecast across the Florida Peninsula as well. Meanwhile, another front dropping southward through the Midwest and the Ohio Valley will bring mainly light to moderate rain and thunderstorms to these regions through the weekend. And out west, a weak system moving through the northwest and into the northern Rockies should increase chances for rain and storms on both Saturday and Sunday. Most of the precipitation, though, should be on the light side and scattered in nature, but locally heavier amounts along some of the favorable terrain may be possible. While the eastern part of the country will return back to near normal temperatures, the desert southwest will see triple-digit heat this afternoon, with excessive heat warnings in effect for some places tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 66 degrees, the average low 44, the record high 91 set in 1944, and the record low 29 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening 8 p.m., 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in before sunrise, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in toward sunrise and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in before sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in around sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, lower to mid-60s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Monday. Mostly sunny around 70 on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds and breezy Thursday, mid-70s. And showers Thursday night and Friday morning. Increasing sunshine Friday afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.